The U.S. has charged Huawei with conspiracy to steal trade secrets from six American companies. I'm David Brancaccia from Los Angeles today. The U.S. indictment against Huawei, unsealed Thursday, brings some notably aggressive racketeering charges. Prosecutors say the Chinese telecom equipment maker built its business using stolen intellectual property and used bonuses to encourage employees to steal from competitors. Huawei says prosecutors are trying to, quote, irrevocably damage its reputation. Let's start from Shanghai, where we find Marketplace's China correspondent Jennifer Pak. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, David.
Give me a better sense of what the U.S. Justice Department thinks Huawei did.
Well, Huawei has been facing criminal charges, but these fresh allegations really increase the stakes by saying Huawei violated a racketeering law, which is typically used to bring down mob leaders. So U.S. prosecutors accuse Huawei of a pattern of trying to steal trade secrets from six American firms for decades, and then in turn competing with those same U.S. firms on the global stage. They also accuse Huawei of helping Iran track protesters. Now, if proven, that increases the potential punishment for Huawei.
All right. So allegedly stealing trade secrets. What's Huawei's response?
Huawei says these charges are based on recycled civil disputes from the last two decades, that they were previously either settled, litigated, or in some cases rejected by federal judges and juries.
Could this have a significant impact on Huawei's global business?
Well, Huawei still reports record profits to the tune of $122 billion last year. Only a very tiny portion of its profits come from the U.S. But the U.S. is trying to convince its allies to not buy from Huawei. So potential customers will be watching these criminal charges very closely.
Marketplace's China correspondent Jennifer Pak in Shanghai. Thank you.
Thanks, David.
Now to Hofstra University law professor Julian Koo. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Professor, it's weird, right, that the government would go with this RICO Act designed for mobster types when charging a corporation?
Yeah, it's very unusual. I was looking back, and I can't recall any kind of RICO case that was brought against a corporation, especially a non-U.S. corporation. I mean, this is really a law designed for mobsters and gangs.
Using this RICO Act, the legal bar is somehow high. Prosecutors would have to prove that it's not just some, what, bad apple at Huawei, but something about Huawei itself?
Yeah, see, what makes RICO different is that you have to essentially argue or prove the whole organization is criminal. And the whole point of the organization is to conduct criminal acts. You can't just prove that, like, one guy has done something bad, but that they're doing so as part of a larger plan to benefit the company as a whole. And the whole point is to conduct criminal activity.
From what we know of these allegations, I mean, it doesn't seem to be a case of some person with his or her hand in the till. The allegations are about theft of intellectual property that would benefit the company.
Right. So, I mean, it certainly could fit. It's just never quite been used in this way. I mean, the strongest allegations on this front is this idea that Huawei, sort of as a company, had a strategy of systematically stealing its competitors' trade secrets. And they even gave bonuses to employees who accomplished this task. And so that is sort of probably why they thought RICO might fit, because there seemed to be, at least they allege, they have evidence that this was actually a company policy to go out and steal stuff from other companies.
Now, I remember from RICO cases involving mobsters that the penalties, potential penalties, have an especially edgy quality. The U.S. could seize Huawei stuff.
They could seize all the property that was proved to have been acquired as a result of the illegal activities. Now, of course, in Huawei's case, you know, you'd have to prove which trade secrets they stole and then what benefits they derived from those trade secrets. But if, you know, depending on what that was, it could be the profits that they were able to accrue from whatever technologies they stole. So that could be a very large number.
Julian Koo, professor of law at Hofstra University on New York's Long Island. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
On this Valentine's Day, we note that greeting card companies like Papyrus and Hallmark are closing many stores. But it's not just electronic cards, text, or email taking over remote communication with our darlings. Sales of stationery and cards are actually up among younger and youngish people, Marketplace's Kristen Schwab reports.
When it comes to celebrations or tough times, there's nothing like a greeting card, says Pamela Harris. She's browsing at a small independent stationery store in Manhattan.
I love it. I love my friend's handwriting because it's personal.
These days, paper and pen are a bit of a novelty. Data from IBIS World shows greeting card sales are down as people turn to social media and texting. But don't blame the youngins. Spending is up among millennials and Gen Z. Peter Doherty of the Greeting Card Association says that's because of technology.
Texting and emails, they've lived with that all their lives, and sometimes they're looking for something different, something that doesn't just, poof, go away.
But he says younger tastes are different. They like snarky over sentimental. Instead of the classic I love you card for Valentine's Day, they might opt for something like, what's the deal with all these feelings? Something you might not find from Hallmark or Papyrus.
The bread and butter, actually, for this industry is the independent retailer.
To compete, big brands will have to get creative, and there's money there. Doherty says millennials spend on average $2 more on a greeting card. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.
And there's news that Delta Airlines has promised to go fully carbon neutral, 100%. To this end, the CEO, Ed Bastian, told CNBC this morning that Delta's going to spend $1 billion over the next 10 years. Delta will still use carbon-belching jet fuel, but Bastian also said just buying carbon offsets, where the airline pays for other industries to reduce gases linked to climate change, is not the solution. In Los Angeles today, I'm David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.